Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
How the hell are you, Babe? It's been it's been a time. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute, my darling.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Several minutes have passed since last we spoke, dear listener, dear viewer.
It's been a little while, but you know, like, we have these pauses. And
we do.
That's life.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be about real life.
Real life and true love?
Yeah, that's what we say.
Okay,
and
cool. That's what we say.
That's
we don't
what
actually
we say.
Practice that. it's pretty contentious most of the time around here in reality.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to put on a show for the fans. You got to give the fans what they want.
Put on the jazz hands.
Sometimes what they want is for you to not do a show for like 5 months or so.
At least. I mean, I think like that's life. Right.
Yeah, I think Sinatra said something about that, you know?
That's the way it is. And also, we did it our way, so.
We did.
And ain't nobody going to tell us when we can put out a podcast episode. So here we are 5 months later.
Yeah, man. Like Zach De La Roca said, you know, fuck you, I won't do what you told me.
Yeah. Except I don't know if anybody really told us we had to do this except for us, so.
Somebody had to have told us we had to do this. Oh, that was you.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah. My manager. I am your manager, bitch. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Because I'm not feeling too bad about telling you we had to do a podcast. I think that was a pretty good idea.
No, I think it's been a great idea, and I think hopefully, you know, our listeners, our viewers, our dear people out there in, you know, the interwebs world right now would agree. And hopefully they're excited. We're back. We're back in action. I'm sure everybody wants to know those, you know, millions of fans who, like, kind of we haven't just caught up with for a while. Like,
yeah.
What have we been up to for the last 6 months or so?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, do you have anything? Well, have you been doing anything or just kind of like sitting on your ass?
I've been, you know, just lounging around, you know, doing nothing, just chilling.
Just hanging around like Kevin McAllister?
Just hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get the milk, the eggs, and the fabric softener?
Well, I had a coupon.
Oh, good. That was for the TV dinner.
Oh, right.
You gave it a whirl.
I gave it a whirl.
Yeah. Good. And how was that whirl?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's been a busy and sort of chaotic 5 months.
NGL, man.
Yeah. I won't say it's been mid, okay?
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
No cap?
No cap. But it also hasn't been fire either.
Oh, good.
It's had its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, what's been going on with me? Well, kind of the usual that people have come to expect from me, which is, like, working, going to school, you know, taking care of children.
Homeschooling. Taking care of the babies.
Although the babies are getting kind of old. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it.
Hey, man, you know, like, sometimes those kiddos need a little bit of extra attention here and there.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think it's good. You know, it's like if you're talking and you're like, you know, checking in and you're like keeping tabs, it's not a bad thing, but it's a lot of work.
If it's not like a relationship based on pure hatred.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's definitely not based on pure hatred. I mean, not all the time.
Not all the time. Yeah. Every once in a while, you got to throw a little hatred in there just to keep it interesting, you know?
Have you ever have those moments where you're like, I'm going to kill everything that moves?
I do.
Because you're just so mad about something.
What a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I understand that, you know, I love your ketchup. I think that's great, you know? Ketchup, mustard, fuck. Okay, whatever. Free association, going crazy in my brain. But
why don't you catch us up on what's been going on with you? How about
that? Well said. Yeah. So one of the main things, you know, speaking of wanting to kill everything that moves, and I can't remember for sure how much of this I talked about in our last episode, but man, I am like fully into the Fortnite Battle Royale world, like just hardcore, like love it. Never miss a day, except if I'm like traveling and I can't, you know, I can't get to my Xbox. Like, what am I going to do? Hey, but you know, up here, I am killing everything that moves. Like, oh, yeah, beams, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Getting those beams.
So what prompted this this new obsession?
Well.
Obsession for men.
Calvin Klein did not prompt this one. Mm. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, Charlie's been playing Fortnite for a while, and I was kind of like, yeah, whatever. Not that interested. And then I talked about it on the last podcast, but I screwed up my knee. It's been hurt for a while, but had a big injury and then surgery and stuff like that. So I was laid up and I was like, well, maybe I'll try playing this Fortnite.
Give it a whirl. Game.
I'll give it a whirl. Like Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. You know?
What's the big D, man? And by that, I don't mean dick. I mean deal. Because, yeah, we're going to talk about some slang later. We've already dropped a little bit here and there. But, Fortnite, speaking of, like, it's a verdant ground of, you know, like, slang and
just, oh, yeah.
Like, horribleness of the internet and stuff like that.
Tell. Like, what is your skin now?
My skin?
Tell us about your Fortnite skin.
Let's see. So, I've been Imani.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Who are you now?
Nice black lady. I think I'm a character named Highwire.
Oh. Sounds circusy.
Kinda. Yeah. She's got like a robot leg. Like,
oh, wow.
I don't know. This lady is fucked up, man. But
she's like Mad Max meets the circus?
A little bit. She's proportioned. She's impossibly proportioned.
Ah, like a mannequin.
Maybe even more. Like some sort of space alien. Space alien. Some sort of, yeah.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Oh, yeah. She's cool, man. So I've been playing lots of Fortnite, which is great. I think everybody loves that.
I know I do.
Try not to miss a day. It's just fun. I like it. I've discovered my new career that I'm embarking on. And, you know, when I do start streaming my Fort Dad or whatever, my Dad Night Fortnite stream, I'll be sure to let all you dear listeners know.
I know. I'm excited for that. I can't wait for the money, the mailbox money to start rolling in, you know?
You know, I mean, that's how you make money these days, is like streaming and doing podcasts. You know, it's all about content creation, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not any good, but I like it and it's fun and I'm still playing and it's still interesting because, you know, you're competing against like 100 other people at a time or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's fun.
And we haven't gotten divorced yet.
No divorce. Wonderful. So. Haven't even thought about it. Apparently somebody else has.
No, I have not. I never think about divorce, but I do think about, you know, clobbering you, you know,
yeah,
hitting over the head with a frying pan, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of fantasies. Not so much a divorce fantasy, but like a, hey, why don't you knock it off kind of a fantasy.
What did we watch yesterday?
What did we watch?
Yeah. With the fam.
Oh yeah. Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Jessica Parker is pissed off because Ed Wood, you know, he didn't tell her that, you know, he likes to dress in ladies' clothing. And so she's very upset and she's throwing dishes and, you know, stuff at him and throwing glasses and everything. And he's ducking for cover and he kind of like runs away at one point and she like wings this like cast iron at him and just hits him right in the back of the head. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that.
I forgot about a lot of it. It was so good. That's a freebie. Watch Ed Wood if you haven't seen it.
Wild movie. Yeah, we won't.
It's wild.
We're not going to
We won't get into it.
Official selection, but watch it.
Bonus.
It's a bonus. Put the onus on the bonus. So lots of Fortnite for me. Lots of, you know, recuperating and recovering from knee surgery. Did lots of physical therapy. Like, you know, it's been a rocky road, I would say.
Well, how are you today, though?
But today,
let's skip all that. How are you now?
Skipping forward several months,
yeah.
Of Fortnite and working out, not working out. You know, I've been doing some exercise in the pool. I think that's been helping. But just today, actually, I got back on the surf skate. skateboard and the carve boards, and went out with Charlie and did some skating, and it felt pretty good.
Okay. So, all right.
It's That's what definitely I like to hear. Like an encouraging improvement, I would say, like physically.
So, you're balancing out the Fortnite and the physical therapy? Is yep. that what you're saying?
I'm trying to do the thing, you know, get up, shower, all the things that normal humans do in addition to playing the beams.
So, you're achieving that work-life balance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Exactly. Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Well,
I think my good friend Wayne said that.
I like that idea. I mean, truly though, you know, if you could parlay this obsession into a money-making career, then I would totally sign off in it on at least 2 hours a day.
Yeah. Okay.
But the 6 to 8 hour kind of not for me.
Yeah, when you're punching the clock full time, you know, like you better be pulling in some big bucks or just having fun, which is what I have been doing. But I wouldn't say I've had too many 6 to 8 hour days here and there every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's usually when I'm like all bummed out or something and just like don't want to do anything else.
Yeah. So you go into the Fortnite realm.
Go into the realm, man.
I've had all kinds of great ideas for Fortnite characters.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly, I'm going to keep those to myself.
Anyway, get on it. It came out, I think, in 2017. It's this game called Fortnite.
Oh, don't get on it.
6 years old now. It's as great as ever. Wonderful times. Let's squad up and get some beams together sometime. Just let me know.
All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll get on there sometime secretly, and then we can play together.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I'm still waiting for that dripping cheeseburger guy. Oh. When they get him out with that, I'll get on there.
Is that the Carl's Jr. like the big?
Yeah, whatever. he's dripping bacon barbecue Western sauce cheeseburger all the time. Like it's just like a little animated thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's gross. And if they get that going on, I might get on there.
Oh yeah. Well, I think they need your creative direction here, probably.
Hey, Fortnite, give me a call.
Yeah, hit me up, HMU.
Give me a jingle.
But yes, I don't know. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say other things besides Fortnite that have happened since we've talked. We went back to Reading.
Mm.
And we visited the Ding, and we did the tour.
Yeah.
The Ding tour.
The Ding tour.
And we did the Ding thing.
The Ding-der. Ding-der-ding tour.
We saw all the people. We went to all the places.
Most of the people. I mean, I didn't see everybody.
Not everybody, but we tried. And we almost succeeded. Mm-hmm. And that was back in March. And that was a long drive.
It's a long one. Come visit.
Yeah, you know, I think it'd be better if everybody from the Ding came to San Diego. I think that's the way to go.
If possible, maybe just like come here and stay here.
Yeah. We'll treat you right.
Yeah. I mean, San Diego County will treat you right. That's one thing that I know for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw, went home to Reading, hung out with friends. It was great. Made the drives. It was a relief to get off the road and for get back to like kind of what has become our normal like existence here in Cardiff.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because it's all new and then all of a sudden it's not.
Yeah, it's all new, but it's just like, hey, this is our life.
Yeah, but it's just like what we do. So it's just strange. It's very strange how that happens.
And maybe even today as we record this, I don't know, I'd have to check back in the archives or whatever, but I think this might be the day we got signed the lease for this place that we're renting now.
Yeah.
Which made it so we could move.
Yeah, I know. So, and we just renewed our lease. So it really has been a year. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
Wild.
Yeah, so, man. As time continues to slip faster and faster, you know, we got to do all the things. But speaking of that, you actually have traveled the world.
I have.
You went almost all the way around the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. For work, I had a work trip to Amsterdam. So baby did go to Amsterdam and spent 4 or 5 days by the big canal.
Yeah. And what did you think? What was the summary?
Wonderful. I would love it if I could just transport myself there, my big ass, hairy, sweaty body, just get it over there. Like, if I could go into a fugue state, you know, maybe some of that aliens,
like the Star space Trek travel. People.
Or, yeah,
just vaporize.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's this whole thing about how, like, you know, technically, like, every time you transport, you die and stuff, and then you're recreated on the other side. And
Wow. I didn't realize those Star Trek people were, like, a big fan of, like, Hinduism or whatever.
Because it takes apart, like, all your, like, pieces, like, your molecules and stuff like that. And then it reassembles
you.
So well, every time. I missed that. Yeah.
Did they talk about that in Star Trek? How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. But this is something like a, you know, it's been a debate among friggin' nerds.
Oh, the nerds. Yeah. They do know everything, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that and makes sense. One day
they will have their revenge.
You do know everything and you are a nerd, so and it makes sense.
It will be very misogynistic, their revenge. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, I myself have a lot of toxic masculinity, so I don't know if me and the nerds are going to get along.
Don't question it, man. Just, you know, go with the flow.
You know how I do. I always go with the flow.
Oh, yeah, you're cool as a cucumber.
Oh, yeah, people tell me what to do. I'm just like, okay. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, Amsterdam was great. I mean, it would be fun, really fun to go back there sometime, but just like that length of flight, that's the longest flight I've ever done, and it was very challenging. And I had like the easiest time. Like ever. Like
but you just didn't sleep. It was just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next time you and me, we'll go somewhere else in Europe.
Yes.
I don't feel the need to go to Amsterdam per se, but I'd like to go to Europe.
Well, you know, it's one of those things I was thinking about it, while I was on the way back. It's like, why see the world when you've got the beach?
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like, I have really not felt this, like, burning desire to, like, take vacations elsewhere since we've been here. And that is really weird for me because I've always felt this need to, like, oh, we got to travel. We got to go somewhere. We got to see something, you know, have an experience, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, like, now that we're here, I'm like, yeah, but the beach is, like, 2 miles away. I think we've already talked about this, actually, but that is a phenomenon. Like for real. Like if you live in a place that has been your vacation place, you're like, I'm on
vacation. Permanent vacation,
so
baby.
I feel like I could wait quite a while to go to Europe. Like, to be honest, like I don't feel like I need to do it like right away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm torn. Like travel, long travel is just so fucking uncomfortable.
Well, I think you just have to, like, you get to Europe and then you got to be there for like a month. You know what I mean? So that you're like, it was worth the travel.
None of this, you know, 4 or 5 days by the big canal shit. Like, you gotta
that's
be
too short.
You gotta be there. Yeah. That is too short. Like the Bay Area hip hop artist.
Too short.
Too short. But I mean Amsterdam was great. It was fun. But yeah, why see the world when you got the beach, man?
I guess you're happy to be home.
I was so happy. I was so happy to be home. Like, oh my God, I got off the plane. I got my stuff. I texted you and it was perfect timing. It was Friday evening.
You just walked out?
I walked outside and I like almost looked over. Like, it probably wasn't literally this fast, but I like looked that way and like, there you come. Like, I see the big ass Thule, you know, top box on our car, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that was good timing.
I am home. This is ultimate perfect. Like, couldn't have planned this better. So anyway.
Yeah.
What else have you been? What else have we been doing?
Oh, well, you've been collecting all kinds. I was gonna say, when are you gonna open your used cardboard dealership? Because I think you might have enough now to do it.
I don't know if I want to sell them though.
Oh, like, so it'll be a museum.
It's more of a rental slash, a guide service type of situation.
A local guide.
I find, you know, the dankest slopes. where
in Cardiff,
in Cardiff, the we're gonna shred the gnar together. Mm. I will show you where to go. So, you know, it's just a little idea I've been spitballing, throwing around, you know. But, yeah, so we're going to try to, you know, make the vacation, the recreation
the tourism.
Mm-hmm. We're going to just make that shit pop off so hard with these carveboards, these surf skates. Oh, man.
So,
you know, you need a local guide. When you go to the mountains, you don't just go out there by yourself. There's avalanche danger, baby. You don't know what's under that snow.
That's true.
You know, and the same thing here. I know where the sinkholes were that appeared this winter because we got so much fucking rain.
Yeah, we did. There is a sinkhole that is like 50 feet wide, like a mile from here. That's still not fixed. And that was your prime cardboard spot.
It was.
Yeah, so you've had to reroute. So, like, you know, I think the viewers know about your original cardboard, mm-hmm. like, acquisition. But you managed to just randomly find another one.
That's right. Yeah. So two cardboards, got those. Me and Charlie were cardboarding. Then I was like, oh, there's this carve stick. It's a carve board with like a little bit different wheels, a little shorter, better for, you know, cruising around on flat ground a little bit and stuff. So I got that. And then everything's cool. Everything's copacetic. I can't even remember when this was.
I think that this was like December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So pre or post knee?
I think it was injury.
Pre-knee injury. So we might have talked about this even a little bit before, but I don't remember for sure. But yeah, anyway, we're down in town here, and we are
thrift store shopping,
and I'm looking around. I'm actually scouting out. There's all these like really cool little restaurants and dive bars around here. Not all of them are dive bars, but some of them are cool, like old dive bars. Like there's one called The Office or whatever, and it's like, I'll be at the office. If you need me, I'll be at the office, you know?
Yeah.
That type of shit. And it's like, eh. So anyway, I was looking around at those to see which of them had like ciders, seltzers, like gluten-free shit that I can drink, you know, in preparation for hitting the town, you know? nights out on the town. And so I'm walking around. Robin and Charlie are thrift store shopping. And everything's going great or whatever. And then it started going even greater. Because I walked by this tattoo parlor and then this like shaping shop. Like this guy shapes surfboards or whatever. But he has a shit ton of like used surfboards and like skateboards and stuff too. And like I look over and like I do a double take because there's like a cardboard box full of like stuff that looks like, man, it's probably trash. Like he's going to throw that out or donate it or something like that. I mean, whoever it is, this business is going to get rid of that. And then there's a carve board, a carve stick, this like different one that I haven't seen before that has the same urethane wheels as the other carve stick, but they're like twice the diameter and like soft and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, that's cool. Is this guy like going to throw this away? Like what? Why is it out here? It looks like,
yeah,
it looks like junk. Garbage. So I was like, oh my God, like I have to ask him, like, do I just take it? Like I shouldn't just take it. I need to like, you know, ask because I'm not sure if it's garbage or not. So anyway, I go in, I'm like, hey, that skateboard outside, is that yours? Are you guys throwing it away? Are you trying to sell it? Like what's going on? He's like, oh yeah, that thing, yeah, I'll sell it to you for $50. I'm like, boom, sold. Like
you were literally gone for like 2 minutes,
yeah,
from the thrift store, and then you came back and you're like, I got a cardboard. Yeah. It's like, what?
So I acquired cardboard number 4 that day.
I was like, wow, okay.
And I rode it today.
Yeah. And how was it?
It's a hoot, man.
Nice.
It's great.
That was a pretty serendipitous situation, I have to say.
Yeah. Oh man. Like, yeah, the planets aligned. For sure.
Yeah.
It's very surprising just to see one there. I mean, this is the place where you would see them.
Totally.
But they're pretty...
They're kind of hard to find.
Pretty rare. Like, people have them, but they're just, like, sitting in the garage or something.
I wonder where you'll find your next one.
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, if I do, I have to buy it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're running out of room. So yeah. I think at a certain point, you're going to have to either figure out how to display them in the house, or you're going to have to get a cardboard shed.
I think it'll be, I'll call it the carve shed.
There you go.
But it'll be a retail location for my guide business.
Oh,
you know, I like that. Or whatever. Hopefully, I mean, if somebody does this.
You have this entrepreneurial spirit then, don't you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I mean, I know it. I know it well. I'm always trying to start businesses.
Yeah.
Whether I should or not. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you're an entrepreneur. You start in businesses. Yeah. And then
you're just making shit happen, man. You're hustling.
Yeah, you're hustling. You're hustling at the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a grind, man. You got to rise and grind, man.
Well, it's a little bit of an addiction for me. It's almost like collecting furniture. You're like, you collect cardboards, I collect furniture and start businesses.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe like the Twain shop.
I know. I feel like if we could just put our heads together, something might really happen here, you know? What do you think?
I think it might happen. Okay, it might pop off.
Yeah. 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 In hearing you tell that story again, it was actually after you had surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was after.
I was walking around.
Yeah, it was after the holidays.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So, just FYI.
Yeah, cool.
So other things we did over our Christmas vacation. We went to the botanical gardens right here in Encinitas. And they're pretty epic, I have to say. Even though it was winter and it was kind of cold and all that, it was like a pretty amazing collection of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And yeah, I think that's right. I didn't think about it at the time, but it was an exceptionally kind of cold, rainy winter for here. Like, I was kind of like, what the fuck is going on, you guys?
you wanted your money back.
You guys all told me you're going to get so bummed out because there aren't any seasons. And I'm like, there's fucking seasons here, there's sinkholes and shit. The beach is all fucked up from these,
huge storms.
Giant storms and swells.
Part
and
of
stuff.
The cliffs fell off. All kinds of erosion.
Yeah.
There was a sinkhole in the freeway.
Yeah.
I mean, it got kind of wild for a minute.
It did. It was rowdy.
Flooding. But that's all behind us now. I think we're getting ready for summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend.
It's
as
summer.
We record this. And it's still a little gray and cold in the morning, but that is sort of an expected thing. They call it the June gloom here.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I don't mind the June gloom.
I'll take it.
If it's warm and, relatively warm and it the sun eventually comes out and it doesn't rain like a motherfucker for days and days on end.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know. You're just talking about the weather.
Botanical.
Yeah. Did you have any other botanical ideas?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that I'm looking forward to going back.
Oh, well, see, we should go back when it is warm.
Yeah.
Like when everything's really blooming.
When things are blooming and stuff. I think it'll be.
Even so, it was very impressive, even without all the blooms.
Yeah.
It's a big place.
Definitely.
It's just right down the street.
That's right.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to rent out that greenhouse space for some event. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, up at kind of the top of the hill?
No, like right where you come in the visitor center.
Oh.
Where they had all the orchids and all this exotic, stuff inside. I was like, oh, you could have a real swanky soiree here.
A swanky soiree.
You get real swanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in other news, we've had these damn cats for, almost a year. We're coming up on a year.
That's right. In July, it'll be a year.
Yeah. And,
I have to say there are so much more well-behaved during this recording than the last few that we did. I know it's been, a while. It's been a while. But they're actually just snoozing. Might partially be.
It's the time of the day.
So that's a good check mark plus, on this
Let's
side
remember
of
that.
The page for sure.
Yeah, but we've definitely had some issues with cat diarrhea.
Oh,
Man. Do you guys have cat tyrant in your life?
We got these cats, man, and they, like, we got, like, these cats that just have this fucking poop. Like,
well, so we got cats that had tapeworms.
Okay.
Okay, let's be honest. Like, we got cats that had a worm infestation we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
And they're inside cats, so we didn't even think we had to worry about it. No, you have to worry about it.
Yeah.
It was really gross. Let's not go into all the disgusting details, but...
it's almost too much right now.
Yeah, but...
Just, you know, suffice to say, like, the cats have been pooping a lot, and we're trying to get it under control.
It's better.
It's definitely more than I bargained for.
Yeah, you'd like your money back on that.
I wouldn't trade them in for, you know... Like,
not yet.
I'm very attached to the cats and stuff, but man, sometimes when shit is going wrong, let's say
when the poop fog rolls in,
when the shit hits the fan, let's say, you know, I get a little hot.
Yeah, you have some you have some buyer's remorse.
Yeah,
you know, for a minute.
But then they come over and they're so sweet and they just like, you know, oh, hey, I want to hang out with you and lay on your lap.
And they look into your eyeballs and they're like, oh, you're the best cat ever.
Yeah, they're like, oh, are you going to give me some food? Or something? Like, what are they actually thinking?
Like, I think they're just thinking like, are you going to pet me?
Yeah.
And are you going to love me?
Affection time. Well, check and check. And mate.
Yeah, you're kind of checkmate. A sucker for these cats, even though you hate their... We just don't have a big enough house, we realized, that when you're going to have cats, just like dogs, you kind of have to, like, make space for these animals. And even though they adapt to your situation, like, ultimately, you need a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house with a yard.
Yeah, every animal needs its own wing.
Yeah, they need their own space that's separate from yours.
Let me tell you, you want that litter box as far away from, you know, and like, I've been thinking about all kinds of solutions for this litter box thing, like from, I'm going to put a pipe, you know, a tube that they crawl up and back, you know, up the chimney, and then I'm going to have the litter box up on the roof. You know, cool ideas and stuff.
Charlie's ideas include have a cat door that goes out the sliding glass door out into a cat atrium where the cat litter box is stored, which would render the patio completely useless. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we've had all kinds of great brainstorms.
I had visions of toilet training the cat, and then I realized the practical application of that is that basically...
You need a cat bathroom.
Our second bathroom becomes a cat box.
Right. Which is kind of a problem since we're using the second bathroom.
Yeah, it's Charlie's bathroom and the bathroom that the guests that come to our house would use. And so it might not be cool to have just like, you know, kitty litter and shit everywhere. I don't know.
Just, it might not be cool.
Yeah, it might not be cool, man.
I don't think it'd be cool.
Anyway, so I guess like... You know, high level,
give the high level report.
Like, get a big house when you get animals.
Don't get cats until you have a huge house.
Have lots of money.
Yes. And get a litter robot and a vacuum robot and get the cats their own wing where you can set up, you know, cat trees and cat, like, hamster wheels and litter boxes, and then they can just visit you in your wing of the house, you know, and then all their shit and hair and whatever, just, it stays over in the cat wing, and, so goals.
Definite goals. Oh, and I was gonna say, you know, like, we decided to get cats, like, we probably talked about this before, but, like, after we moved, as sort of like a, hey, like we're in a new place. Yeah. Like, let's get something that'll comfort us and we can have around and stuff. But it was like, we weren't like, let's get cats. We were like, let's get cat. And then we got two cats, but we didn't think about that's like double the food, double the poop, double the everything, but it's also double the love, double
the affection. Well, and they also keep each other company. I mean, there are benefits to both.
Yeah.
And then there are drawbacks. We're experiencing all of that. It's a whole situation. All right. Enough cat diarrhea. What have you been watching? What's on your list?
Yeah, we've been watching all kinds of stuff. Welcome to Wrexham, the soccer thing with the Reynolds and the McElhinney.
That's pretty interesting, actually. I don't even care about soccer, but that's pretty interesting.
Football. I call it football.
Excuse me. Football.
But, you know.
But the funny thing is, it's like right next to the Cardiff and Wales.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hilarious because we're in the Cardiff of California.
Yep. Cardiff, Wales.
So it's kind of
Cardiff by the Sea, California.
Yeah, kind of funny to see where the Cardiff comes from.
Yeah.
But I actually got into watching Succession after really resisting it for about, I don't know, when did it come out? Like 3 or 4 years ago?
2018, I think.
Okay, 2018. So since 2018, I've been like, well, I don't really like that show.
Yeah, I've been watching it and then she would fall asleep.
I'd be like, it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, we started watching season 4, the current season, and I was like, oh, I'm starting to see the humor in this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just finally, I was like, this is so ridiculous. Like, okay, this is actually a comedy.
Yeah.
Like a Shakespearean,
like a farce,
tragedy, but it's a comedy.
Yeah, tragicomedy.
Yeah, whatever you call that in Shakespearean terms, it's very a Shakespearean thing, really.
Yeah,
for sure. And so I finally got that. So I guess I was just dense for like.
No, you were
five
just like, it wasn't
whatever.
Like visually interesting enough to hold your attention for this, whatever reason.
Okay, I gotta say this whole stealth wealth thing everybody wants to be all like excited about is. Like the most boring costume design of all time. Like, I get it. Wealthy people don't need to flaunt their wealth by having like some logo handbag. But at the same time, if you're watching it for their entertainment and everybody's wearing like a gray pantsuit, I mean, for me, that's like a big time snoozer. You know, when you think about like my favorite like wealthy movies or shows tend to include a lot of extravagant. Like dress.
So you want like, in your like world,
yeah.
You want them all to be like Italian, like movie star sort of like,
100%.
You know, types or whatever, but they would be these business.
Yeah. Movie. But like Gordon Gekko, like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
He's like a real wealthy, serious person, but it's just because it was in the '80s, dressing larger than life and using color was just kind of part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is just not the case now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much about being beige and gray.
Yes.
And that means you're so wealthy, you don't have to care about decor. It's like, that's for poor people.
Well, I mean, who knows what Logan Roy would call some, but like if one of his sons showed up with like colorful.
Like a red sweater or something, he'd be like, what do you have? Well, I won't say.
Yeah. You would say something bad.
Yeah, but I mean, that is how it, that's a great representation, like an accurate representation of how that works.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a conservative, wealthy person, you're not going to show up in like a polka dot hat with leopard shoes because that's garish and uncouth.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But by that same token, you could, you know, like there are like kind of these, whatever, I don't know if firebrand is the right thing or what, but like people who... do that, you know, from all kinds of different sides of the political spectrum who'd
totally
like dress flashy or whatever,
totally
you know, for effect. But yeah, anyway, so
I'm enjoying it though. I'm enjoying it.
It's been fun. So we've been watching the current season, which is the last season,
and there's only one more episode
might be tonight.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And yeah, I'm excited for this to be over, but then we're also going back and rewatching the ones that you missed.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
That's great because I missed almost all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, watch it again for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're right. This whole time you've been saying, you love Dynasty. Why don't you love Succession?
Yeah.
And I guess
it was just the clothes weren't there for you.
Yeah. I think that was it. But now I'm like, okay, I get it. And there's a lot of overacting in this season.
So much.
Love the overacting from Siobhan. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah.
Way to really like shoot it to the moon, lady.
Yeah.
And I will, just on a side note, shame on the person that dressed her for season 3. I'll just shame on you, whoever you are.
Season 3 or the current one?
No, season 3.
Oh,
I mean, really.
Yeah, you were paying enough attention.
Oh, I was like, somebody hates us, girl. Jesus.
Oh, man. What if it's her? What if she's, like, dressing herself? And, like, you could, well, that would actually make best friends.
That would make a lot of sense, actually. Okay. Like, if an actor dresses themselves, no.
Yeah.
I know enough about wardrobe to know how that goes. But anyway.
Yeah, just say the words.
Yeah, just.
They just say the words that somebody else wrote and make the faces right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yes.
Yeah, somebody else will put you in the good clothes.
So
that's your job. That's your kind of job.
It's totally my kind of job. I can do that job all day.
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah. Well, we've been touching on some of this. I don't know what you were going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
But there's some, you know, especially since I've been playing the Fortnite, as previously mentioned. Man, there is a lot of stupid fucking slang out there right now. My latest.
Like?
The latest that is just, like, doing me head in, to quote Carl Pilkington, is Riz.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, do you know what Riz stands for?
Use it in a sentence.
The Riz was low.
Oh, wait. Don't you mean the Riz was mid?
Mid. Yeah.
But Riz. Is the Riz, like, is it Wu-Tang?
I don't
even
know.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the Rizza, the Jizza, the
yeah, what are we talking about?
Whatever. Charisma. Fuck off.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Charisma. That's great.
So stupid.
So the Riz was mid. So how do you have charisma in Fortnite, though? Like, you're just an, like, animated thing. Like, what are
it's
you talking about?
It's not really Fortnite. Fortnite was just, like, the gateway into, like, watching more of these Fortnite videos because you got to learn how to build and edit. And, you know, you hear people saying, let's go 5 bazillion times. And you want to, you wish that they were actually in Fortnite in real life so you could blow their head off with a shotgun because stop it. Uh-huh. Stop with the let's go. Stop with the Riz. Stop with the fucking, yeah.
Speak English, is that what you're saying?
I guess I'm just old.
Oh, no. No. Babe,
but some of the slang is so bad that I just can't get into it, man.
Okay, well, I got one.
Yeah.
I got one that really bugs me. Okay, so this whole thing about fashion, you know I'm into fashion, right? So I pick up some TikTok fashion here and there, even though I would really rather not. Like, so anti-TikTok. But I guess that makes me old, doesn't it? Anyway.
Nope.
it just makes me a jerk. So, like, people say things like, if somebody's really, like, got a great outfit on.
Yeah.
A fit. Excuse me.
Oh.
Their like fit's, like, tight.
A fit bird?
Oh, no. Their fit's be like tight.
The Beatles would say something like that.
Then, people will say stuff like, oh, she devoured that and left no crumbs.
Oh.
She devoured that look and left no crumbs. I'm like, oh, I hate that. Mm.
So, yeah, we wanted to start a new segment. And I think, I'm not sure what we'll call
it. I think we'll call it.
It'll just be a moment of silence for the English language.
I think we'll call it We're Old.
Yeah.
And we don't care.
And we don't give a fuck. With your goddamn Riz and your crumbs.
I mean, I've been old since I was like 15 because this has been happening to me forever.
Yeah.
Like, people use these whatever. Like, hella, for God's sake.
I mean, there are some that I love. Hella is one of them. I won't say I love hella, but I will say hella sometimes, and I think it's funny.
It's funny if you use it just right. But if you're, like, using it in conversation.
Earnestly saying hella.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we might have a problem. It might come to fisticuffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's so many. There's just so many. Like that. The mid.
Mm.
The fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. All this shit. I hate it. And people talking like babies. Don't talk like a fucking baby.
Oh,
like,
my God.
If you're over 3 years old, don't talk like a baby.
Wait, people talk like babies?
Oh, yeah.
Like Goo Goo Gaga?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like,
so sad for them.
What's it even like? I can't give you an example, but basically it, like, you remove all like grammar.
I came up with a name for this segment. It's called Okay Xer.
Yeah, that's since good.
I haven't heard anybody say Okay Boomer for a while.
Okay Xer. Basically. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
It, like, with this whole snake eating its tail situation with culture and stuff, like, we've accelerated completely through boomers being old.
Oh, that's old news.
It's Gen Xers.
And pretty soon it's going to be millennials.
Who are olds.
I mean, I'm kind of both.
Yeah.
So pretty soon here it's going to be millennials. Yeah. Okay, millennial.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon it's going to be okay, Gen Z. Yeah. I mean, you're next.
Yeah.
Even though you're doing it, you're next.
Yeah, you're on the chopping block. It's just a matter of time, baby.
Yep. We're almost there right now because pretty much all of you are going to turn 18. And then, you know, through pop culture's eyes, you'll be old.
Yeah.
Because you're only young before you're 18. And then after you're 18, I sound like Trump. You're only old. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, I had a Trump moment.
Man.
Excuse me.
She will be running for president. Thank you very much.
Wow. I don't know where that came from. You know, sometimes when I get into this diatribe, I get into my Trump impression.
Yeah. You're Trump from like your Chicago gangster Trump or whatever. Yeah, you see,
you're on the chopping block, see?
A long walk off a short pier.
And we're gonna put you with a pair of concrete galoshes, see?
Yeah, yeah, it's out of control.
All right,
well, I mentioned something earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Why see the world when you've got the beach?
Okay, yeah.
And that might have brought you into the mind of a certain song by Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Called Sweet Life.
That's right.
At least that's what he says a lot during the song.
Yes.
And so that might have like given you a little teaser, a little clue. You thought maybe... I mean, if you connected these dots, you probably didn't. You're probably not even listening to this right now.
You probably don't even care. But we pick a song every time we do this podcast.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time picking a song.
So long, you guys.
And sometimes it's like a month.
We take it so seriously.
And we argue about it. And we have fights about it. And you don't even care.
It's great. So anyway, so fuck you. All right.
Well, we picked a song for you again.
We did. And it's not Sweet Life by Frank
Ocean. No, it's not.
But guess what? It is off the same album.
Yes.
And it's called...
Thinking About You. And I'm always thinking about you.
Likewise.
I mean, so let's take a minute and just listen to a clip.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is like one of my favorite songs. I love that album.
It's a goodie.
I don't know. I could listen to it kind of like forever.
You might've listened to some of it just now, but, just put on that record next time. You just want a chill time with some chill vibes.
Chill out.
With your
honey,
your person of choice.
Your babe.
Yeah.
Your honey, your boo, and your everything.
Yeah. Your love, your world, your everything, your boo.
Even if that's your cat, it's kind of a nice, song to chill out to.
It is.
So. Yeah.
So chill till the next episode. Oh, that's a different song.
Oh, but till the next episode of Team Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. There
Which
you go.
Which will be very soon. I don't think we're going to wait 6 months.
Oh, well, you're the boss. You tell me.
That's true.
You're calling the shots here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, like outside of like Amsterdam and the ding.
Yeah.
I feel like you've done a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, talk to me about all these places that you've been to lately.
I like to go on a trip here and there.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Well, one of my favorite spots, I think I'll just like maybe just list them.
Okay.
You know, because there's been so many.
Yeah.
And like we're exploring these new areas.
Of California, right? Like this is like the Gold Coast.
San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wrote them down here for reference. Okay. So a few of my faves were Cooch Valley.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that close to Coachella?
It's not, but it is. It does sound similar. So I forgive you for thinking that. I mean, that's an easy mistake to make. Same. No, different county.
Okay.
Cooch Cooch Valley.
Yeah.
Poon Holler is another fave.
Wow. Is that like in the South?
Yeah, Poon Holler is definitely in the South. It's way down south.
Oh, way down south.
Farther south than you might think.
Oh.
Good
to know.
You know, and like if you're looking for Poon Holler, what you want to do is you want to go to Dick Forest and then you take a right at Boob's Bluff.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I'm picturing it.
From there, what you're going to want to do is jump on the boat at Ball's Ferry. Real place, by the way, as far as we know.
We can do that in NorCal right off the I-5.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. So I'm at Ball's Ferry. And then
you want to reorient yourself toward Butts Ravine.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then from there, like if you line of sight, from Ball's Ferry through Butts Ravine, you're going to see a very prominent feature called Cox Point.
So is this sort of a sharp, like mountainous sort of area?
It is.
It like that comes right out of the Butts Ravine.
Wonderful place. Some of the best people you'll ever meet at Cox Point.
Is there a viewpoint? Like if you hike to the top, would you be able to see?
There is. Well, see, like, so right by Cox Point,
you really want to
take in Cox Point in all of its grandeur.
I mean, you do.
And so what I like to do when I'm going to Cox Point, I want to take in the grandeur, is I hike. There's a little trail that goes, probably, I think, south also.
Sort of meandering.
It meanders. Uh-huh. And you take that and, you can ask the locals or whatever. They'll probably point you in the right direction and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But from there, what you want to do is you want to go up Twat Peak.
Okay.
And then from Twat Peak, you can really see Cox Point.
Like, nice.
Great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably pretty glorious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get to the top there and you look down, at Cox Point, you're probably like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. I've seen it from this angle.
What you're going to say to yourself is, I sure am glad that I climbed Twat Peak to see Cox Point. And then like you might settle in a little bit after that and just relax for a while, but if you're looking for more adventure, what I like to do when I'm at Cox Point is I like to actually get in a barrel and go over Knob Falls.
Oh, wow. That sounds dangerous.
Which is a long drop. And then right downstream from Knob Falls is Pussy Rapids. But the good news is right after that, the river, it starts kind of meandering a little bit more. It slows down.
Okay.
The pace slows down.
Uh-huh.
And then you come to a great little town called Dicksburg.
Ah. So you exit the wild and wet rapids and you head to Dicksburg. And then once you're there.
Yeah.
What should you do? I mean, other than like drinking at the local like saloon and stuff, what should you do?
I recommend like when you're in Dicksburg, it's like a win in Rome, type of thing.
Yeah.
You want to just hang out with the locals, man. Some of the finest people you'll ever meet and stuff.
Do they have rafting trips and stuff?
They do. They do.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked because, slightly upstream, you can take a little shuttle slightly upstream to an inlet at Beaver Creek. If you get on back on the river at Beaver Creek,
is there wildlife there?
There is wildlife.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. So be sure to watch for the wildlife.
Yeah.
As you float,
you're going to come across a couple of like very prominent features like on the river. Downstream. Labia's Landing.
Mm. Is that a place where you might like dock your boat?
That is where you dock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To spend some time.
Before that, I forgot to mention, but probably one of the prettiest areas. This whole thing.
Really take it in.
Clit Rock.
Oh, okay. Take in the scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like have a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really nice sort of romp through the country.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Very much so. And so this has been Babe Words.
Yes. The latest. Hot off the press.
Yeah. And we didn't tell you beforehand because we wanted to just, you know, riff on some of those fun.
Yeah. We wanted to give you a little, like, tour. And
stupid names.
We wanted to give you a tour.
That we came up with one night for some reason.
Oh, I'm, you know what? Keep your eye peeled for a map.
Okay.
Yeah, map will be coming.
I would love a map of this. That would be great. I think that would be really fun.
I mean, if there wasn't a map, this would be so disappointing.
Are you going to draw it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. I love this. I'm excited.
Just wait. And we are going to post it for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah. Well, babe.
Yes, babe.
It's been a fun time getting back on these mics with you.
It sure has.
I think this is the time of the day when we're going to wind this podcast down to a close.
We're going
to
say farewell.
We're going to say farewell. How we always do. We're going to take our boat back to Cooch Valley. And,
as you do.
Yeah. As we always do at the end of these shows.
Yeah.
And I think I'll just go ahead and say it, babe. I love you.
I love you too.